in the U.S., back in the USSR. Well, the pretty girls really knocked me out. Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Oleg Kalugin, who's a former KGB general. He was a longtime head of KGB operations in the United States and later a critic of the intelligence agency. In 2002, he's put on trial in absentia in Moscow and found guilty of spying for the West. He was sentenced to 15 years in jail, but the United States has refused to extradite him. General Kalugin currently works for the CI Center, a counterintelligence consulting and training firm in the Washington, D.C. area, and he's also an advisory director of the International Spy Museum. He remains a critic of Vladimir Putin, whom he called a war criminal. He is the author of a number of books, including Spy Master, My 32 Years in Intelligence and Espionage Against the West. Welcome to Background Briefing, Oleg Kalugin.
Thank you for the introduction.
So what do you make of what's going on in Moscow now with Edward Snowden, who's been in this no man's land in Moscow airport, where there's a division of opinion over whether or not the material he has with him on laptops and in thumb drives has already been compromised, perhaps already in the hands of Chinese intelligence and in the hands of the SVR, the successor agency to the KGB, given that they have a lot of access and influence in that particular part of the airport. So let's begin with that part of the airport. What do you know about the security services and their relationship to that area of the airport?
Well, it's a strictly guarded area, often from the old Soviet days, not so much because of foreigners arriving to Moscow, but for the Russians who try to attempt to leave Moscow for abroad. So it has both ways, as a security, counterintelligence, well, and occasionally debriefing of new passengers if they look suspicious or, you know, their documents look, sort of faked or something, you know. So this is a major clearance area, security reasons, and the fact that Snowden was held there for a while is understandable, the more so that he could not really explain what he wants a transit to or stay in Russia. And this is number one. The other very important part of this problem is that President Putin and the current Russian government does not want to quarrel with the United States over such a minor issue. There are other problems both nations, actually Russia and the United States and European nations are facing today. And, like in the Middle East, for instance, the Syrian crisis, where Russia is fully behind the current Syrian regime while, you know, the rebels and the Western countries support the different nature of the regime. So there are a lot of other things. And Snowden was a major distraction, and Russians do not want to deal with it. The sooner he gets out of the country, the better.
Well, yesterday he applied for, on Sunday, I should say, Snowden applied for asylum in Russia. And then Vladimir Putin did a press conference where he said that Snowden was welcome to stay in Russia, but he had to stop leaking secrets and damaging our American partner. And then Putin went on to say, as strange as it may sound coming from my lips. So is Putin being disingenuous here? On the one hand, he's saying we don't want to upset the Americans, but on the other hand, maybe they've gotten all they want out of Snowden already.
I think that Putin is quite open and honest in his statement. He doesn't want to spoil the relationship with the United States over this, misfit, let's put it this way, a guy who doesn't know what he really wants. He doesn't want to work for the agency he used to work for. And he has applied, I understand, for exit to any countries. But Russia would not want to, quarrel with the United States over this issue. They will better expel him and let him go wherever he wants to. He does not present any interest to Russian intelligence and security at this time.
Is that because they already have access to everything that he has with him? Because prior to leaving his job at Booz Allen, he apparently went around because he had access to all the computers, because he was the IT guy, according to both what he said and what others have said in terms of damage control, that he did sort of take a bunch of secrets. He sort of cherry-picked the stuff that he thought was the most important, and he has that with him. So when you say the Russians don't want anything more to do with him, does that mean that they already have all of the secrets, as is alleged that the Chinese have?
Well, that's probably number one. The other thing is they do not want, I say, to spoil the relationship with the current U.S. administration because of this, episode. There are more important things to resolve and look at and try to solve together. So why should they take care of this misfit, as I call him?
Well, already, he has withdrawn his application to stay in Russia following the statements made by Putin.
Putin was very negative in that sense, right?
Yeah, he's decided that he did not want to agree to the conditions of not speaking out further about what it is that he has with him. So there's also a meeting going on at the moment in Moscow, some of the oil-producing countries, and Venezuela, their president is present in Moscow. There's some speculation.
Oh, yeah, he is leaving today, yes, on the 2nd, I believe.
Right. He did say, Maduro did say that he's not going to take Snowden back on the presidential plane, as some people had suggested. So as far as we know, unless you know something else, General Kalugin, that Snowden is still in no man's land there.
Ah, still at the international section of the Russian Moscow airport,
right,
as I understand. He hasn't left the area, not yet as far as I know.
Right.
But things are changing fast. And, the fact that Venezuela, I thought that he would find a more sort of warm welcome in Venezuela, his final destination. But, at the moment, I haven't seen any public statements by the Venezuelan leader. And he is in Moscow, I say, till the 2nd. Yeah, that's right.
So what do you think has changed then in terms of the U.S. And Russian relationship? It's been fairly prickly for some time now, particularly following the Majitsky affair and the Congress passing that law, the Majitsky law, because of this whistleblower who tried to go public about government officials stealing some $200 million. And then instead of the government officials being put on trial, Majitsky himself was thrown in jail, and he subsequently died of ill treatment in jail. And the U.S. is rather like they did during the Cold War with the Jackson-Vanik Amendment, have put in this human rights amendment, which has angered Putin. So what's brought about Putin's change of heart vis-a-vis the United States?
Well, I think Putin is just looking forward. There were lots of things in the Cold War time and the leftovers, the traditions of the Cold War mentality are still alive. And though Putin does not belong to the progressive part of of Russia's, sort of more radical reformers, he knows the rules of the game. And why should he quarrel with the United States over this specific and really unimportant issue for the bilateral relations? Better get rid of him. Let him leave the country. And, that's the message I see from Putin.
But is Putin, for example, there are a couple of things coming up. There's the visit to Russia by President Obama in September.
That's correct. That's right. And he doesn't want to spoil the relationship. But there are more important events in the world where Russia and the United States must, should, and will collaborate. And to just make them worse on the eve of this meeting of the heads of the states, Russia and the United States, and this is right in September, and it's just makes no sense at all. And I think Putin is very, just quite wise.
Right.
I support his position.
Well, that's pretty unusual for you to support Putin, isn't it?
Well, I support what, in my view, coincides with you know, my mentality and my knowledge and my experience. So sometimes there are things why Putin used to be my subordinate some time ago, but that was, you know,
right.
Something, things happen in life.
But Putin was a very minor figure in the KGB.
He was... Oh, yeah, he never was. Actually, it was President Yeltsin's idea to just promote and make some, you know. But Putin helped Yeltsin in his family troubles, and that's why Yeltsin was... grateful to Putin, and he just promoted him. Well, as a matter of fact, at some later period of his life, Yeltsin was asked a question, and it was published. You will probably never find it again on the website, but I have a clipping from the Russian newspapers at the time. He was interviewed a few months before he passed away. And among other questions, he was asked, well, Mr. President Yeltsin, as you look back at your life, what major errors or judgments or mistakes you made which you regret mostly? And he said, oh, I had so many. Could you name a few? I said, okay, the war in Chechnya, number one. The choice of my successor, number two. That I quote Yeltsin.
Mm. Well, of course, a lot of people have thought of Putin in terms of turning the clock back. And, of course, lately he has passed all kinds of laws to make it difficult to even criticize him. You know, these young women are in jail, the group Pussy Riot, for insulting the president.
Well, actually, Putin was insulted, but Putin also took advantage of the real, you know, mischief behavior of these ladies who started dancing on the church, in the church, I mean, by violating, well, the emotional and religious and total respect for, well, millions of Russians. And that was used as a well, excuse or pretext to put them in jail. I mean.
Right.
So it was not a criticism of Putin. At least no one would admit that, though. Of course, they were critical.
Well, again, I'm speaking with Oleg Kalugin, who's a former KGB general. He was a longtime head of KGB operations in the United States and later became a critic of the KGB. In 2002, he's put on trial in absentia in Moscow and found guilty of spying for the West. He was sentenced to 15 years in jail, but the United States has refused to extradite him. And General Kalugin currently works for the CI Center, a counterintelligence consulting and training firm in the Washington, D.C. area. And he's also an advisory director of the International Spy Museum. He remains a critic of Vladimir Putin, whom he called a war criminal, and he is the author of a number of books, including Spymaster, My 32 Years in Intelligence, and Espionage Against the West. Now, Putin, of course, his popularity, as you mentioned, he is popular with the narod, as they call them, the wide, broad public, particularly out of Moscow, and not the intelligentsia by any means. His popularity, though, analysts say, rests upon economic development, which is largely predicated upon the energy sector. And because of the lack of investment and poor practices in the energy sector, there is now a need for foreign investment, my understanding, in the energy sector in order to keep the money coming in. So is Putin forced to turn to the West? And will that mean that business practices have to improve? And perhaps Mikhail Khodorkovsky, his case has to be revisited?
Well, I don't believe, though I'm totally in disagreement over Khodorkovsky. Look, there was an amnesty in Russia for people who had committed economic crimes. Khodorkovsky was not released. It was obvious from the beginning that he was put in jail not because he committed some economic crime, because he was the guy who challenged Putin at some moment, and he was removed from the political scene. And this is one of the more reasonable in terms of the people approach to political dissidents. Find something which they could be accused of: stealing money, having illegal banking accounts in the West, or something else. We have a couple of famous cases like Boris Berezovsky, for instance, who was not only a supporter, he was the guy who stood behind Mr. Putin at some point. But he miscalculated that, as you know. The other guy who lives in London, he seems to be repentant, well, sort of willing to return to Russia. Abramovich, another Russian billionaire who made money on Russian. But this is part of really Russian dependence on raw materials and oils, energy sources. And Mr. Putin and Mr. Medvedev, who is the current prime minister, they have been talking about modernization for at least 15 years or so, and nothing happened. They are still talking and talking. Nothing happened.
Well, Oleg Kalugin, I thank you very much for joining us here today.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, I've been speaking with Oleg Kalugin. He's a former KGB general. He was a longtime head of KGB operations in the United States and later a critic of the agency. In 2002, he was put on trial in absentia in Moscow and found guilty of spying for the West. He was sentenced to 15 years in jail, but the United States has refused to extradite him. General Kalugin currently works for the CI Center, a counterintelligence consulting and training firm in the Washington, D.C. area, and is also an advisory director of the International Spy Museum. He remains a critic of Vladimir Putin, whom he called a war criminal, and is the author of a number of books, including Spy Master, My 32 Years in Intelligence and Espionage Against the West. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking with a virologist who has been leading the investigation into the new Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, that could break out in Saudi Arabia.
Когда придет дождь, тот, что уйдет нас, когда уйдет день над моей землей, я проснусь здесь, пусть я проснусь здесь, в долгой траве, рядом с тобой,